To the postmodernist, personal experience is supreme. It doesn't matter what the Bible says. Our children are being told via the media and our education system, just do whatever feels right and follow your heart. The problem with following our heart is that the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. God's ways are not our ways. In fact, God's will is usually the very opposite of our natural inclination. Emotions are a wonderful part of the way that God has made us. But emotions can't be relied upon in the decision-making process. Emotions and feelings can be wrong, and they can be so powerful that we often end up following them. One day you can be on the mountain of happiness, the next in the valley of despair. What happens if you make decisions based on how you feel? Well, some weeks you'll feel like coming to church, other weeks you won't. There'll be times you'll feel good about your marriage, and there'll be times you won't. On occasions you'll feel like serving others, but most of the time you won't. There'll be some people that you will find it possible to forgive, but there are others that you won't. That's why our decisions need to be squarely based on biblical truth and not on the roller coaster ride of changing emotions. That means you love your spouse even when you don't feel like it. You go to church when you don't feel like it. You need to serve others rather than waiting on others to serve you, and you forgive even when you don't feel like forgiving. We need to think biblically and do what is right, regardless of how we feel. My name is Morris Hull, and you've been listening to Character Focus from Home Life Ministries. For more information, visit us online at www.hlm.org. You can also follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/homelifeministries.